Hello?
Hello, Siobhan.
Yeah, this okay, man. I gotta take these earpiece out of my ear because it's sticking in my ear, so I keep touching it, and that's why it's so sensitive, it hangs up.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's crazy. I'm gonna take them out and I'll just be on
Okay.
speaker. Okay, what was the last question you asked me?
When did you stop spraying Roundup? What year?
It was around 2019.
2019. Okay. And then did you use any protective gear when you were applying the Roundup?
Yes, you just a little the mask. I don't know what you call them. Like, they weren't not SPF, but like the little mask you get from Home Depot.
Okay. Were you only spraying the Roundup in California, or did you spray it anywhere else?
No, just in California. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. And how were you first exposed to Roundup? Was it just you spraying around the house?
No, the yard, spraying the yard, the grass.
Okay. And do you live near a water well?
That I don't. I'm not sure. When you say a water well, what do you mean, like an actual well? No, I
Yes.
don't.
Like, do you get your
No, I
water?
no. I live in the city. No, there's no water well.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides at all?
No.
Okay. Have you been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And then the type of Roundup that you were using, was it concentrate, premix?
Concentrate. You had to mix it with water.
Okay. And where were you purchasing the Roundup from?
At Home Depot.
Home Depot. Do you have any receipts or empty bottles at all?
No, not now. I had no idea. Darn.
But that's okay. Well, have you ever smoked?
Yeah, when I was much, much younger. Freaky.
How many years were you smoking for?
That's a few years, teenage years.
Okay, so about 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
And are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay, have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Yes, back then.
Okay. Can you provide any dates that you were unable to work or just a time frame of how long?
Yeah, it was about almost a year, close to a year during the chemotherapy and everything.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. And then can I get your current employer's name?
It's a security company. ATF, it's Antonio Trejo Family Protective Services.
Okay. Do you know the address or?
Not off the top of my head, I know it's in Pasadena on Waverly Street. I don't remember the exact number of the address. Because we're kind of, they call us, we don't really go to the office.
Oh, I see. Okay.
They just call us to send us out to locations.
The only one I'm seeing is 134 Waverly Drive in Pasadena.
Yeah, you know, that's it. Yeah, that's it. 134. I believe that's it.
Right. And have you ever been in the military?
No.
Oh, have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No. Well, a car accident. Well, it was a small claims.
Small claim. Okay. Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Okay. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Right. And then other than any minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. And then can I get the name of your physician who diagnosed you?
His name is Dr. Sorry. E-A-R-R-A-H. You need his first name as well?
Yes.
It's just Dr. Justin Darr. J-U-S-T-I-N. Darr.
Justin Darr. And then for the address, is it the facility on 127 South San Vicente Boulevard?
No, it's 8700 Beverly Boulevard, West Hollywood, California, Cedars-Sinai.
Oh, I see. Okay, thank you. And how has your diagnosis of the non-Hodgkin's impacted your life?
Well, you know, I'm in fear daily, actually, you know, and I'm very cautious about, you know, chemicals and being around people or stuff like that. And, you know, it was a tough time for me. Actually, I didn't know if I was going to die or not.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. I'm so sorry you went through that. Do you have any medical records that could show your diagnosis?
I don't have them at home with the hospital. Sure, probably still has them. I try not to even remember, actually.
Okay, so it's at the hospital?
Yes.
And then the hospital was the Cedars?
Peter, sorry, not medical center.
Right. And then that's the only facility where you were treated, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you remember the date that you were treated?
The exact date? I don't remember the exact date. I remember the day of the test was like April the 2nd week. Diagnosis.
Mm-hmm. And that was 2019. And then are you still being treated, or when was the last time you went?
No, I'm treated. I finished it in 2000.
I'm sorry?
No, it was finished. Well, it was like the end of 2019, beginning of maybe like 2020. It was 2020, April, somewhere in there, too. It was almost a year.
All right, here's another question. Okay, 2020. And what types of treatment did you receive for the non-Hodgkin's?
Chemotherapy, radiation therapy, immunotherapy, and pain medication.
Wow. Any surgeries or stem cell transplant?
No.
Okay. Okay. And then can I get your address, please?
Yes. 6737 Denny Avenue, D-E-N-N-Y Avenue, number 34, North Hollywood, California. Zip code is 91606.
Thank you. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Do you want to provide one?
I don't think I need it, but I would have to see the exact number. I don't know. See, maybe I can.
Okay. It could be someone that either lives with you or does not live with you.
Okay. Well, my mother, she doesn't live. She's still alive. Her number is 310-663-4419.
Right. And then can I get her first and last name?
Yes, Evelyn Pierre.
That's Evelyn?
Yes, Pierre, P-I-E-R-R-E.
All right. And then can I put you on a brief hold really quickly while I berm all of this information?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Hello, Siobhan?
Yes.
Hi, thank you for waiting. I just have a quick question again about your medical records. Are you 100% sure that the hospital has them, or do you have a portal that you can check as well?
No, I don't have the portal, but I'm not even absolutely sure they have it. They should have it, because I don't have them.
Okay, well, do you think you might be able to give them a call to make sure that they do have it?
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Oh, did you hear me?
No, what did you say?
No, I don't have them, and I don't have a portal to the hospital.
Okay. Well, do you think you might be able to give them a call to see if they have your medical records?
It's a possibility, yes, I guess so. If that's I don't know how to go about it, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I'm almost positive they would have it though. All the records.
Right. I'm sure they do. We just do need them to confirm that. So I can send you a text right now for my direct line if you can give them a call and let me know, and then I can give you a call back to finish this up for you.
Okay. What do I need from them? What am I supposed to be getting?
Just your medical records.
Okay. I mean, how do I send it to you? Would I get a...
No, you can keep them as long as you have them or they have it. So you can ask them to send you an electronic copy, and then you can hold on to that. So once the attorneys give you a call, then they'll probably ask for it.
Okay. So, well, I know I probably won't be able to do it at this very moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's okay. Number that I called you from right now, the 949 area code, that's going to be my direct line. So whenever you can give them a call and find out, you can let me know, and then I'll go ahead and send over these documents to you so we can finish up the claim.
Okay, thank you.
Of course. Well, thank you for your time. If you have any questions or anything, you can give me a call or a text back at this number, okay?
Okay, you have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.